May we so celebrate the mysteries of our Lord's Passion as to merit to receive thy mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend fathers, dear seminarian, dear sisters and faithful, Holy Week is full of prayers. That's one reason why we call it holy. Each prayer, the little flower would say, seems more beautiful than the last. Full of prayer, that's how I hope your week will be. That it will be holy, and who knows, that the holiness rub off on you and on your family. But in any case, you will escape and receive the all-important petition repeated so often in the Psalms these days. Let me not be confounded, O Lord. Today's collect, or prayer, is a magnificent one, but I'm thinking most of all of Tuesday. That prayer came to my mind the other day, and I propose it to you. Learn it by heart, say it often these holy days, and make just a resolution or two I'm going to suggest in a moment, and you will be delivered. What's the prayer? May we so celebrate the mysteries of our Lord's Passion as to merit thy mercy. There, just that. So celebrate the Passion, merit his mercy. It's hard to have Holy Week this year. Most don't, some won't, due to the silent yet blaring revolution around us, the destruction going on, the coup that is taking place as I speak this morning. But we have Holy Week. Sheer mercy of God. Make the best of it. Don't waste a grace. You'll need it later. Believe me. Matins today, the church's nighttime vigil of prayer, Matins ends with the sober words of the psalmist, "Liars are come round about me." Remember the big ones these days. They have fallen about me with scourges. Think of a few scourges we're suffering under. Scourges without cause. Nothing's happening today, and everything is happening. Come to the ceremonies. Be generous, because as I say, some cannot come and some will not. But you'll help us, won't you? Take their place. And when you come, read the prayers. We always have the translation provided. Read the prayers with the priest this year and see how timely and how instructive and how consoling are the prayers of the church and her worship. And pray for others. There are so many who are caged in today, captives. They can't get out. I think of poor Father Chicada. He says, series, you know, of these little strokes, and the latest little stroke really hurt his speech quite a bit, and he's working very hard on speech therapy to recover it perfectly. But he's still talking, and he's always a priest. And so there he was yesterday morning. He got talking to the maintenance man that was cleaning his hospital room, and the man confided to the priest that he was in a lot of pain that morning. He had been promised surgery, but now they tell him at the hospital that it's elective. And don't you know, we can't do that for you. And so this man works through his pain. He has to survive, and he knows he's one of the lucky ones. He still has work in a society which has deliberately shut down so as to cover the takeover and prepare for the depression. In order to change everything, everything to be destroyed. What's going on? Think Orwell's 1984 and a little bit of the Emperor's new clothes, which today is no fairy tale, and you've got it. In epidemics, the sick are quarantined, not the healthy. Each day, some new orders come down from on high, louder, more frightening the propaganda. The more obvious it becomes that it is false, that there is no real epidemic, the louder the lies, the less the evidence. Liars have come round about me. Jarring voices, confusion. Well, you know this. We've been talking about it these weeks. But how to keep Holy Week holy? Holy in such a world, and how to keep your soul in peace. How to celebrate. Can you even say that word today? Yes, you can. How to celebrate our Blessed Savior's passion, the mysteries of them, so as to merit his mercy, of which we all stand in desperate need. Well, first of all, think. Put a box around that. Remember that. Think. Think this. They depend upon your voluntary compliance. In a word, for you to be self-policing. Because right now it's too early for total control. They don't have the forces for that marshaled yet. The people are not quite beaten down enough yet. But if it's all based on lies, to impose at least this new world order, should you be self-compliant, self-policing? 9/11 didn't work. Climate change was a great flop. This is the big one. This is serious. This is reality. Think, then. I mean, you need to create some condition for thought, though. And here comes my challenge for you today. I'll do it, and I hope that you will, too. Turn it off. In North Korea, if there are loudspeakers everywhere, and if you are lucky enough to get your own house or apartment, it comes with a television screen in the wall, and nobody turns it on, and nobody turns it off, whether you want it or not. Do you have one? Television? Radio? Turn it off these days. And the other boxes that box you in their world, box your brains in and scrambles them so you can barely think some days. The cell phone in particular, the internet, Facebook, Twitter. I have resolved to stay news-free between today and Easter Monday for peace of heart. I earnestly beseech you to do the same. Essential emails for communication, yes, but that's the end of it. But the rest, that's how they control you. You know that, right? So pray in the early morning. Listen to the birds sing their matins. Pray quietly. Enjoy that peace. It's worth it in the spring, especially. And then read that book you meant to read during Lent but never quite got to. Read it this week. And there are so many beautiful family customs these days. Observe them. Keep the special Holy Week with your family and be not afraid. Make it to be a holy week. And I make you a promise. I promise you peace. Celebrate these mysteries of the Passion worthily. I promise you pardon and his mercy. Amen. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.